I just want to say I love you.
Sorry?
I just want to say I love you.
Love you more for you.
I'm busy, Sha, but I just said let me tell you that I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Man. Okay.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode of the ECP podcast. Are you good?
Bro, I'm clapping you in, like.
Is this guy okay?
Clapping he wasn't you. In the last pod though.
I
was clapping him in.
Mining. Lava. Fire.
Why?
Splash.
Guys, I do pods with children. Like, quite frankly, I actually do pods with children because I don't understand how I can say that I'm clapping him in to his intro.
Why?
And
fire.
Lava.
I am literally just simply
volcano.
Physically clapping him in to his intro.
Yo, start again. Arrasis.
I don't even want to start it.
Start again.
What?
Start again.
We're going to redo that again.
Okay.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode of the ECP podcast.
Now fire, bro.
Third time.
Yeah.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode of the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification. This is episode 30.
Amen.
With the four of us. It's the first four of us pod.
This year.
Yeah, innit?
Yeah.
How we man doing?
Blessed, bro. Blessed. Can't even complain. Like, I feel great.
Lying? This guy was crying an hour ago.
No, because I haven't eaten, though. This is the thing, like, I've been going all day. The time is 8:01 p.m. and I've not eaten the whole day. So obviously, like, bro, my body was doing me some type of way, innit? As understandable. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, we had a shoot, whatever, and I just came back not eating, like, bro. But now I'm good. Like, I feel blessed. How's everyone else?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready for this eating.
I'm good still. Cool. Chilling, man.
Last week was Valentine's Day. Other than tell me, did any of you two do anything?
Okay, we're back. We have some technical difficulties.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone's love life is great.
By God's grace.
Brian, so, wait.
Yeah.
So, what did the...
It's great and it's growing.
It's great and it's... Man's
it's improving.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, man...
Anyways.
Wait, so you didn't do anything for Valentine's Day?
Huh?
You didn't do anything for Valentine's?
Say again?
You did not do anything for Valentine's Day.
Well, Valentine's... Like, the last year?
Last week, bro. Literally 7 days ago.
Who the fuck is this guy talking to? Wait, what did you do?
Me? I told you, I went to the gym.
Yeah, same. I went gym with him. We did chest, right? Chest and back.
What?
Guys, should we discuss as a Christian why, like, you know...
What? We did chest and back? Was I not in the gym with you? What did you do for Valentine's Day?
So basically, I just took my girl out. We actually went to watch the new Marvel movie that came out.
Well, which one
was that?
What's it called? I've forgotten the name, but
it's
the New World Order. New World Order, Captain America.
Oh, okay.
New World Order. So went there to watch that.
Did you understand the film? Was it a good film?
It was a good film, to be fair.
Did you get her flowers?
I did get her flowers.
From where?
You're a good Apple man, Yard. Bro.
Really? How much?
Yeah, it was like 60 bucks.
Apple Yard is not
60.
Well,
do you want me to show you confirmation?
$69.99.
Do you want me to show you confirmation?
Also,
what? 12 roses.
Yeah, so 50 roses, bro. What
for
are you talking
60.
About?
For 60.
50 roses.
For 60
pounds?
Yes.
That's wow.
How much? You might have never done Apple Yard before now.
This is how you know, guys, that I've never done Apple Yard a day in their lives.
Man, I've never done Apple Yard before now.
Bro, it's only...
On Valentine's Day.
Nah.
For what 60. Else for? That's Apple Yard, bro.
Look at these 60. Guys.
You might...
This guy goes to Tesco's to buy his... Oh, sorry.
Because I can't lie. He treats his girl. Let's not
guys,
do that.
Nah, don't
guys,
do that.
You know, don't worry.
Guys, please.
But you know, you are E-Florist, yeah?
E-Florist is calm, though.
It's calm.
I can't lie. E-Florist is not calm. I wouldn't lie to you.
It's not.
E-Florist is calm.
It's not. And it's not about like...
Wait. As men, are we about to argue about...
No. Let's talk. What are we actually talking about? Hold on. E-Florist is not calm, yeah? And it's not about how much it costs. It's more about the quality of the flowers itself.
I'm not a florist. I don't know the quality, bro.
But the quality is bad. If you've ordered from E-Florist before, you would see that like the flowers are literally wilting by the time that they've already arrived. Like, it's not high quality flowers, bro. That shit is dead on arrival, like,
dead.
For real.
Rubbish.
Yeah, that means the best thing for you to do, go outside, pick them yourselves.
Or Apple Yard.
Yeah, why don't babes accept that? What if I go outside and like into a garden and I pick flowers and bring them? I feel like that's better than Apple Yard. Let's actually talk about it. Like,
it's more like meaningful.
It's more meaningful. I've gone out my way to someone else's garden.
Ladies, when you want to choose a man that will actually be so sensible to get you flowers from a place that he's meant to get you flowers from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not throwing any shade. You get what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You know,
I care, you know. I feel like whatever my girl wants, she gets in it. So naturally.
PR statement.
It's not a PR statement. That's real life, man.
Okay, if you say so. Anyways, let's get to the hit of the matter tonight. What's on the first agenda? You see how women. Oh, that's a very like crazy statement for it to start with. But you see how like this whole thing has been going about obviously women exposing a certain guy. I don't even want to mention the guy's name because it's none of my business, whatever the guy does like behind the scenes, but how they've been baiting him out that he has apparently like 4 kids with about 4 different women, yeah, all at the age of one.
Nah, do you know what it is?
Under the age of one.
It's not funny, yeah. I'm not going to lie, like me, I'm all for, yo, if a guy is a bum, exposing, but women like, yo, let's also think about your reputation.
Like, we need to be
you're
so conscious, bro.
Down as well.
How can you be so bold to saying that, oh, I did this with this guy. This is that I that. Like, bro.
But it's because women don't care, bro. They don't care. They'll come and be like, yeah, when I was with him, he didn't wash his boxes for like 5 days.
But you were washing
it,
though.
You were
washing
pants.
It for him.
You were washing pants. You're
going to try and make it as if that what he did was worse than what she
was. No, don't get me wrong. Expose them bums, but women, please, sometimes take things to the grave.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was with him. He never paid for a date the whole time. You're with him for 1 year. He didn't pay for...
It's crazy.
And you think I should must now come date?
It's so crazy. But you know, it's also like a thing where it's like, a lot of women are so used to just like settling for the bare minimum.
You think?
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Women settle for the bare minimum.
100%. Yes.
What's the bare minimum?
I feel like they do it all for the sake of
the bare minimum. Is that the bare minimum is that a guy that is clearly down on like the bottom barrel?
Not the girls I know. I'm saying in the sense of what I've seen, that's why I disagree with your statement. From what I've seen, I don't think women suffer a bare minimum. I think for the most part, there's a standard to where, what am I wrong? I feel like there's a standard to where certain women are not taking less than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I don't know too many women that suffer a bare minimum.
I feel like it goes like this, yeah. A guy's going to introduce a vibe that he can't maintain. And then throughout the whole, you know what a girl's like, yeah. He's going to introduce a vibe he can't maintain. They're going to be in a relationship. He's going to get complacent. And from then on, she's accepting, laying off bare minimum, even less. Because her bare minimum could be X, Y, Z. But the guy did it in the beginning. He's not doing it no longer.
But what is bare minimum? Because would you say if women are accepting that?
Do you think it's bare minimum so vague? Because to different girls, a lot of stuff is bare minimum.
Yeah, because some girls will tell you like, oh, my man not getting me occasional flowers a man getting her occasional flowers is bare minimum.
Mm.
So it depends what we're saying is bare minimum. I feel like, bro, in a relationship, as long as there's love and there's respect, that is the bare minimum. After that, everything else is filler.
So you feel like love and respect is bare minimum?
Yes, love and respect.
I mean, it is bare minimum, but it's the bare minimum. It's the foundation.
Literally.
It's the foundation. And I feel like everything that goes up, like, obviously, like, getting your girl flowers, letting her know that she's appreciated, like just in the sense of letting her know that she's appreciated, just in the sense of like, oh, you're taking her out, like just obviously, like you know, like the whole regular dates. Mm. This is that. I feel like that is the bare minimum.
Mm.
Anything above that is like, oh, now he's just being obviously again, everything comes to thoughtfulness, but it's like anything above going above and beyond for your girl is now like, oh yeah, you're doing more. You're doing
is like that varies from different people to different people. Because would you not now say men are accepting the bare minimum? How is it that women could be accepting about men?
But men have been conditioned to accept the bare minimum anyways. Like we don't even see it as
so
bare minimum.
So men should accept bare minimum, but women should...
Bare minimum. It's more about like, again, as a man, you're the leader. So once you invest in your woman in the terms of that, you show her how...
I think this is PR.
It's not.
I'm
being for. What do you mean?
I've heard you say stuff that goes against what you're saying before. Because of course, as a man, what you're saying is true. But you see what you're saying is like this is obvious stuff. But at the same time, the conversation is women expecting the bare minimum, and I'm saying men are also doing it. So what's the difference? You're saying it's more acceptable for men to accept it?
I mean, it is more acceptable for men to accept it. That's just how the world works. What are you talking about?
In a relationship, why would either person should not be accepting the bare minimum?
It's
a two-way street.
Exactly. They should not be accepting the bare minimum, but men have just been conditioned to accept the bare minimum.
You're saying it's more acceptable for men to accept the bare minimum?
Well, if men have been conditioned, that makes
it more acceptable.
I'm saying that's what it is.
You just said earlier.
There's a difference. You're missing my context. There's a difference as to what something is.
Am I speaking?
A little bit, I can't lie.
There's a difference to what something is as to what it's meant to be. You get what I'm saying? What it is right now is that men do accept the bare minimum. That's what it
That's
is.
That's what you're saying.
That's not what it's meant to be.
My question was, you were saying that it's more accept. You just said earlier.
It's more accept. Okay, let me rephrase that because I think I misconstrued your question. It's more acceptable for men to accept the bare minimum than for them to want more. Bro,
so your solution
nine times
to that is what?
Huh?
Your solution to that is what?
It's not so. It's depending on the individual themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bare minimum. I'm saying,
for example, now you can go. It could be your girl's birthday. She, you buy her. Take her to the shard, wherever. Do everything. Buy her lavish gifts. And it could be your birthday, and then you just come and be like, "Nah, bro, I don't really like getting gifts from girls." That's men accepting the bare minimum. That's what it is. Now it's now up to your girl to now introduce you to a vibe that, nah, you've already given me this. You're showing me how it feels to be loved. Let me now reciprocate that for you. And once they now reciprocate, you then understand that, wow, just because I'm a man doesn't mean that, oh, I can't accept gifts from my girl. Just because I'm a man doesn't mean that, you know, my girl cannot say, oh, I'm ordering food for us today. You get what I'm saying? But that's what it is.
But more times the thing where guys don't want gifts, like you said, they don't want gifts from girls. Do you just feel like it's their pride that's getting in the way?
No, it is them accepting the bare minimum as men, the way they've been conditioned. It is the bare minimum.
They're not accepting the bare minimum. If your girl has to be a bare minimum. If your girl is willing to do something for your birthday or celebrate you on your birthday and you're saying no, how's that you accepting the bare minimum? She's trying to celebrate you on your birthday.
Yes, but this is the thing. This is the thing. Guys, I think you guys are not understanding what I'm trying to say. Guys have already said to them, like, it's a preconditioned thing for guys to always not want their woman to, you know, really spend, to, you know, really, like,
but hold on. The reason why I'm getting confused is because you're saying spend and stuff like, yeah, are we saying that's the bare minimum? Like, this is what I'm trying to say.
No,
what
I'm saying, saying I'm
I
saying,
understand what you're saying, but you're talking about,
but you don't.
This is, well, I do, because you're saying, oh, this isn't this, men are, that's not the bare minimum though. If we're saying that the definition of bare minimum is not that, then that's not the bare minimum. My girl spending on me is not me accepting the bare minimum.
Is giving your girl flowers a bare minimum thing today?
It depends on the relationship.
Depends who she
is. I'm asking you.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. For me, it is.
So it is.
Yeah.
So if you give your girl flowers, let's say you give, what, monthly?
Yeah. Okay.
You give your girl flowers monthly. If she wants to pay for your trim, would you consider that to be the bare minimum?
No. My girl paying for my trim is not the bare minimum.
Would you let her pay for your trim?
Yeah.
I hear it.
Would you let yours pay
for your trim? It's not about me. It's not. I'm saying this is what guys are conditioned to do. Guys just say, no, you don't need to pay for my trim, but that's the bare minimum.
Pay for trim.
Yes.
Some people are like,
you know,
that.
It's,
yeah, like
it's,
that,
it's the bare minimum.
You know what it is? Like I feel like, yeah, regardless, in relationships, either party should not be expecting the bare minimum. Women, you're right, have, for the most part, seem to be expecting the bare minimum, but I feel like men have too. In reality, if both parties accept, which in my opinion, the bare minimum is obviously love, then respect, and then obviously treating each other right. After that, everything else is filler. Like, we're talking about flowers and this is all social media expectations. If a guy can't get his girl flowers, if as long as he's treating her right, he's doing the bare minimum. Saying flowers is bare minimum is crazy, bro. Of course you'd like to do that, but no.
Flowers is a bare minimum gesture, though.
No, you need to understand, definition of bare minimum is, I feel like you're kind of getting it misconstrued with what you see online.
No, I'm not getting it. No. Let me stop you right there. I am not getting it misconstrued with what I see online. Flowers is a bare minimum gift.
Yes, to you.
To you.
To everyone.
No, no,
because women adore...
If we're actually breaking it down now, yeah? Two people who've come together to love each other, the bare minimum, like what V said, is that love and respect and treating each other right.
That's the foundation.
That is the bare minimum. The foundation of your relationship is the bare minimum.
No, it's
when
not.
There's no... Okay, you're telling me now. Imagine now you do the bare minimum. You're buying her flowers, blah, 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 but you speak to her like shit. What's she accepting then?
She
ain't even got the bare minimum because she has no respect.
If anything, I'd argue, yeah, that the fact that we act like all these gifts and flowers and da-da-da-da-da is bare minimum is the problem to why men in certain relationships will treat the women bad. Because they'll have in their mind, oh yeah, I buy my girl this, exactly. I get my girl this.
Literally.
I don't have to treat... Bro, the bare minimum relationships, women, like, for the most part, need to stop thinking bare minimum is the gifts and da-da. No, the bare minimum is him respecting you and treating you right. After that, it's that's
extra.
When...
That's extra.
Because if a guy's giving you gifts and this and he's not respecting you, he's doing whatever, X, Y, and Z... He's not doing the bare minimum in the first place, bro. Because the bare minimum is the foundation.
And just to let you know, all these
Friday,
bro. No, wait. But all the gifts and everything, just to let you know, That's a man's, like, he's acting on the love he has for you, by the way. And that's what I classify as the bare minimum. You buying gifts and everything is extra. I'll say it now. Hmm. It's extra. Flowers, extra. Buying you new Chanel bag, or even, let's even lower it down. Like,
Coach.
All that thing, you know, buying all them things is extra. If you can be secure, like, you know what, I know my man loves me.
Mm.
That is the bare minimum. That's how you want to make a girl feel. You need to make a girl feel like you love her.
To be fair,
that's the bare minimum.
While we're on that topic, then, would we say that love is enough to make a relationship last?
No.
Nah.
Mm. Yes. Nah. You think it is?
Nah.
No, it's not.
No, he said it. Yes. You say yes?
Yeah.
Love is the beginning. There's so many other
but
things.
But Rastus, how do you mean?
I don't know. I just feel like if you don't love, I feel like if you, I don't know. I don't have to describe it, but I don't know. I just feel like it's yes, man.
No, it's not still.
I can't disagree.
Okay, why is that?
Because I feel like there's so many things that come into love. Like you cannot truly be in love and you're broke. I won't lie to you. It's not, it would not happen. Especially when you know that you don't exactly have like a set direction of like a pathway as to how you want to spend the rest of your life with this woman. For example, if I'm dead broke right now, my woman's dead broke, but we love each other, it will get to a point where it's like, yo, we can't even get married because there's no money.
Mm.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, all these things, you need that to make a relationship flourish. You get what I'm saying? Like, love is literally like the bare minimum. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is? I feel like even away from what you said about money, yeah, in my mind, I've always said that like decisions based on emotion, decisions based on motivation are not like, sorry, let me rephrase. I've always said in my mind that decisions based on motivation are not permanent decisions at all. They're only temporary. And what I mean by that, motivation is stuff like emotion. So let's say love, for example, yeah. Love is not enough to make a relationship last in the sense that, for example, yeah, okay, I want to go gym, innit? I'm motivated to go to the gym, like start of new year.
Mm.
Bro, that's motivation. That means I'll probably end up going gym, what, the first month? If that.
Yeah.
And that's when I'll stop. You need to make decisions based on discipline. Discipline is what makes you want to, you know what I'm saying, keep doing something. For example, now with love, in a relationship, bro, love never pushes you through because you need to be able to love that girl on the days that you don't like her.
And you can fall out of love with someone.
I feel like when you get in a relationship, at the beginning is the only time you can say love is going to last. But when you guys are starting to go on, bro.
And you see like, the struggles and you see like, yeah.
When you two start to like, I'll say become one in a sense, like who, like you're not really loving each other anymore. You're kind of staying together in the hopes that like things are going to get better. Because I'll be so real, like love kind of fades out after a bit. And then all the other things come in. Like it's you making a decision that, you know what? I'm making that decision that this is the person I want to be with forever. So when there is a time where you guys are fine, you don't really love each other like that, you're sticking together just because like you're trying to make it work. Like, I don't know, it's between you and yourself because you can't really say, how do I say it? Like you said, if you're dead broke, you guys are going through all this, that you're really like depending on love to keep it together. Nah, it's a thing where I feel like you guys are just fighting through whatever tough struggles you're going through together in your head and you're saying, this is the person I'm sticking with no matter what. It's a decision you make. But I don't think it's what... How's love going to drive that? I don't think love can drive that.
Yeah, it's all about discipline, man.
I don't know. I just feel like...
But I mean, let's...
feel like what?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know why I don't want to have... Or it's not I want, but it's like, I feel like, why do I have to be dependent on other things to make me know that I love?
It's not other things.
It's not dependent. It's what it is. Things that would enhance or prolong the love, like the love
precisely,
cycle.
Precisely, bro. Yeah. You need discipline in any decision that you make because any decision, like I said, based off motivation will never last, bro. If you use love as the reason to, you know, try drive the relationship further, it won't.
It'll
bro,
fade
like
out
I said,
quickly.
You need to be able to love that girl on the days that you love her less, bro. People are people. You know what I'm saying? The same way someone can annoy you, your girl can annoy you when you've been together for a year and she's doing certain things. Like, you need that discipline to want to stay together. Do you get?
And humans are humans too. Like, let's say, for example, now you find another girl that you think is more attractive than the person you love. Is that love and the discipline and the stuff that you have for that woman that will keep you intact from making a decision that you wouldn't like? You get what I'm saying? Mm. That's really just what it is.
And it's funny, even on that topic here, now this is something I talked to my boys about before, but I was saying, like, as I got older, I've realized, like I've said this on the pod before as well, decision, like, as a person, yeah, you're literally your habits that you've made. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
So when I sometimes say to people like, yo, older guys have done this for years, innit? You see man that go club, they get girls, they repeat the cycle for years and years and years, bro. And they think when they come to the point of them finally finding girl, they're going to snap out of it. Mm. Nah, bro. You all, what you make your habits are. Things like that don't snap out easy. Even if you're with that girl or a girl for a certain amount of time, you're going to repeat back to what you know as your natural behavior. And I feel like that's why I've said like to my friends behind the scenes before, like, yo, be careful when you're doing what you're doing, because this attitude of like, oh, next girl, onto the next girl, onto the next girl is bad.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I had that personal realization late last year, because I must have been sitting in my room and I was just like, yo, it's so crazy the fact that life has turned out the way it has. Like, I've always been someone who's like, oh, you know, a lot of women find me attractive. Like, I move to women, you get what I'm saying? And like, success rate is like, you know, high, but it's like, you can't just see a woman and you fall in love with her and you think that, oh, all that stuff is going to stop. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's a process where like, you actually have to like, and when I realized this, I was like, wow, like it's a lot deeper than just, you know, the normal, like you're moving to girls and you think that you can just stop that just because you found the one. Like, you actually need to like, stop entertaining or being in that circle that just entertains constant women. You get what I'm saying? Because once you do that, you pull yourself back from everything. And it's like, when you actually now find the right one and take your time to invest in that right one, when other women come that you even think your mind wouldn't even go elsewhere. You get what I'm saying?
I just feel like the habits that you build over the year actually, like, they build the person you are to the point where your identity is rooted in certain things. Now, if you go to the club all the time, but you have that success rate, every night you're bringing home a girl, the man, again, validation for the man them, but brush that, let's just say you will build a habit of, now every time you go to an outing setting, you feel like you have to do
this. You have to.
Like, you don't feel like yourself if you've 100. Not done it. And I feel like when you now actually think, okay, cool, let me lock in with this one girl, it can never be that one girl, because you think she's just a next, like, on a normal
and night, like I said, links back to what we said, because you'll meet that one girl, you might fall in love with her, but again, bro, that's just the motivation, and that motivation is going to fade at some point, as motivation tends to do. You need that discipline. Wait, question though, like, what, like, have you man been in love? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You been in love?
I'm just copying the man then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it all comes down to your definition of love, really.
I don't think I've ever been in love. No, I mean, again, you can have like old flame sparks, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever been in love, which is quite right. Even me just deep in back is like, bro, like, my brush, bro. Like it's just one of these things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would I ever find love? Most definitely. It might even come this year, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
amen.
Amen. For real. Like, I feel like I'm even nearing to the point where it's like, you know, things are looking good. Like, you feel me? Like, why'd you just wink? Why did you just wink? I just saw you wink.
Oh,
I think you were just blinking, bro.
I think he was blinking, bro.
Why are you on edge, bro?
Calm down.
I'm calm. What are you guys talking about? Like,
what, bro?
Are you good?
No, yeah. Like, I thought Whiskey was making eye contact. Nah, I was like,
they were both looking.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Yeah,
nah,
we're good.
I feel like,
good.
I feel like.
You're not well.
I feel like.
Is this all about love today?
No. We're going to change topic soon. Yeah. No, I feel like. I don't know if I've been in love, innit? But I feel like I've definitely been in situations where, like, people have loved me. So it's a bit of a complicated one. But at the same time, I think my perspective of love is just that, like, I don't know. It's, what do you mean? Why are you making that face?
No, I said no shit. Like, nigga said, I've been in situations where people have definitely loved me. I'm like, no shit, bro. Like, of course they've left.
Are you glazing me?
I'm not glazing you. I'm just saying, like, bro, like,
this nigga, what, you got a crush on me? What are you getting at? Of course they love me. Anyway, my point was just that I feel like from what I've experienced from that, like, actual point, nigga, I'm trying to get serious and you're here looking at me crazy.
Finish it. Land your point.
Thank you. So I was going to say that I feel like from what I've seen in terms of all that love stuff here, from what I've experienced, that love is quite, like, I say it's quite a slept on thing. Do you get what I mean? And when I say slept on, I mean as in it's actually a privilege. When someone genuinely has that love for you and you feel it, I don't think it's something that to be taken lightly. So I feel like, I don't know, it's a lot more complex than what we think it to be. Do you get what I mean?
Because a lot of people think that you can find something better. I feel like there's this preconceived notion that you can always find better. The like, literally, the grass is not greener outside, bro. I kid you not. Like, if you're if you have a good woman at home and like,
or
obviously,
a man. Or a man, not only just,
yeah, good woman or a man, and you feel like you can find better outside, like you really can't. Like, stick to that person. Like,
hold.
Please continue. Please.
Hold that person tight, bro. Like, that's really just what it is.
Yeah, I feel like the whole grass is greener effect literally stems. The whole grass.
I don't know why they're laughing.
The whole grass is greener effect literally stems from, like we said, a social media, innit? Like, it's just that illusion of, like, so many options that people want to move on. But at the same time, I think you need to make, like, an educated decision on, like, whether or not a situation is genuinely for you. Me, I don't look at grass as greener ever because I can't, like, I'd rather be single than suffer. Always, bro. I'm never looking at, like, what's the next best option. Because you know what my boy said to me one time? Shout out T. My boy said to me one time, yeah, the grass is only as green as where you water it. So if you're not putting effort into a relationship, yeah, bro, of course the grass is dying, bro. Definitely. And you get with the next girl. Of course, if you get with the next thing and you're excited and you're doing all this and that,
you're
it's going to seem good.
Replanting season, all
you
that
know what
kind,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as soon if you stop watering that grass is going to die. So
I hear it.
But don't take it from me, Sha.
Guys, well, you see the way like men have just been getting exposed in 4K? Like, what would you do if you got exposed? Just for anything? Like,
I can
anything.
Never get exposed, bro. Man don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
let's say, like, just anything. Nah, don't get me wrong, like, what if, like, for example, like, one girl that I used to speak to when we're, like, 15, 16, just whips up all your messages and it's just, you just, like...
Me, I moved tact from day one. Could never.
Oh, you can never catch me. I can, like, tee off.
Nah!
What?
Nah,
that's a draw.
Nah! That's a draw.
Nah.
Huh?
Me?
Bro, wait, hard, niggas bro. Have been exposed in 4K?
Not me.
What do you mean?
Wait, no.
I'm saying if receipts were to come out from that time.
That's what I'm saying. Receipts can't come out.
From me. No, nothing.
Before,
I did nothing
before. That's crazy.
You should bang him up for that.
He said you was old, bro.
He's not talking to me.
You're the first
person
to say you.
It's impossible.
You see, tell me he thinks he's the first ghost. Tell me they have transcripts. Tell me you.
Nah. Oh, so when it was me that said it, that was.
No, because
you're not trying to guess it, bro.
I'm not guessing that. I just said before power came out, first ghost.
Before what?
Explain what you mean by that.
No, it was not. Shut up, bro.
You were in year seven when it got. Not even year seven when power came out, bro.
Bro, yeah, no. Nah, yeah.
Yo, yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah,
yo, there's some in-person off-camera conversations. Bro, let's say, for example, you just have some risky text. And you go exposed for it. Like, what would you do?
Okay, it depends when it was.
What risky text are you man sending
let's say 2 years ago, because that's still kind of recent though, like that's like 19.
Nah, I don't think I move correct.
Yo,
I
these men,
like,
have been sending some wild messages.
No, I'm just saying hypothetical. Like,
my man don't have any like.
I don't actually.
Be careful what you're saying on cam though, because they'll come no get out. So no one should be lying on this panel right now. If you have anything to share.
Why are you looking at Temi while you're saying that?
Nigga, he was looking that way.
Literally, bro. You said that way.
I can't lie.
You said that way.
Guys are on something to say.
Temi, I jabbed. He's not swinging. He's not friends, bro.
That's crazy, bro. Anyway, like you said, my life love is dead, so I don't talk to girls, Sha. I can't have my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I hear it. But what's your thoughts on the talk you through a trend that's been going about?
God forbid, open a Bible.
You know, it's so crazy. It's crazy things like the amount of things that people would really do for clout. Like, do you really need that TikTok payment for you to just be acting so crazy on the net?
I just can't believe it. It's like, you see them trends that Americans do cool.
Yeah,
leave the Americans
it's
to
the
it.
American trends.
This is the UK
to the UK.
Can't do it here, bro.
It's just
I actually see you outside.
Word.
That is disgusting.
It's
like,
actually disgusting.
And it's
bro.
Like, yo, deep it, yeah.
And you feel so brave to put you put the camera there, you put your face.
And he said, people are
you
weird.
You need to reevaluate yourself, you dirty boy.
My thought process is like, what are these men thinking? Like, they're going to post this. I like that.
Literally, like that's so corny, bro.
Are you sick? All you man that did it, and you know who you are.
Yeah, you're
you are actually.
Bro,
disgusting.
You're weirdo,
like, you're
bro. And bro, like you just clocked their stuff. Like, bro, what type of content are you trying to be known for?
I can't. Yo, they man, can't believe
it's
that.
It's weird, bro.
Bro.
It's actually weird.
Fucking
reevaluate man. Yourself, you dirty boy.
Bro, chill.
No, for real,
no,
bro,
don't
like,
chill, bro. They man are weird.
This is the thing,
bro.
Though, like, because if you don't shame these type of things. They're going to normalize in the UK the way America's normalized.
You know what it is, yeah? 2025, bring back shaming, bro.
I'm
some of you, man, have lost
real.
Shame.
It's free.
Social media is getting too wild. Like, fuck, we got the Talk It Through challenge. We got just the shit
it's
that's
wild,
going on
bro.
So far is insane. Like, if we start shaming people, maybe you start flogging people, public beating.
No, for real, for real. Like that actually
maybe that might reset
thing.
Some people's brains because
we tend to brush all these things as just content. Like, bro, it's not content. You're just a
people
degenerate.
Just doing anything for
you're
anything
really just content. A degenerate.
Even now,
bro.
Have you man seen? Hey, we actually, bro, I like the Shea Frost, yeah. But this guy went into a store. I'm gonna insert the clip. He went into a store, yeah. Saw like a girl with her mother in the store. Random girl didn't know. Mm-hmm. He must have said to the girl, obviously he blanked this. Yeah. And he was like, oh, like. Sound like, oh, I'll fuck the shit out of you right now.
Nah, he was like,
bitch.
You look so good, I'll fuck you right now.
You look so good, I'll fuck.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I saw there was one again that he moved to a girl and then her brother came and confronted.
That's the same, that's the same one. Yeah, yeah. Like, bro, it's weird, bro. You don't know the girl from Adam and Eve. Like,
and then the girl he was with,
he came.
She was, in, I don't know, she's.
But this is the thing, though, because they make hyper-sexualized content so much. And it's so normalized in America to the point where, like, they now feel like it's cool to just walk up to random people and
shit,
do that.
Bro.
Because they think that because they're celebrities, like, every person is going to be on that timing. Like, no,
yeah,
bro.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, no, bro. And I'm so glad, like, the brother even called it out because, bro, that's you harassing
and
someone.
And you know it's mad because I know that guy wanted to just strike
him. He wanted
to
just shoot him, bro.
And who was it? They were like, oh, yeah, it's content. It was live stream. Nah, bro.
Like, it's weird. It's actually weird.
People do things, yeah, that's basically classed as harassing or, like, you know, all them borderline stuff.
Yeah, and it's
in the name of. Is a prank.
Bro, I
people
kid you not.
People do
the
craziest shit. As long as there's a camera there.
I'm telling you, it's one of the things where you have to realize that, bro, if you have to keep making hyper-sexualized content or very weird content that is not acceptable to the public, then you're not a content creator. You're just doing degenerate stuff. Because anyone, I could sit down here and just be a degenerate the whole
That's what I'm saying. I feel like...
It's not hard to
I
do.
I feel like in terms of content creation, it's not really genuine no more because people know what... Like sales,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we can sit here and say a bunch of shit for 1 hour, go viral by tomorrow.
I'm telling you,
but
bro.
I feel like people like Jay, I feel like his whole life has already been on camera.
It's
to
no,
the point
it's
where
weird.
I feel like there's nothing else to show. To the point where now he has to use externals in order to get his content. The hypersexual content. I just feel like, yo,
nah, don't mess with that, bro.
You need some time.
I don't bring that rubbish to the UK. Like, all you UK content creators that are trying to do all this talk you through a trend that you're being so that you're putting your face talking like you're some bad man. Like,
you know what them man need,
don't bring that here, bro.
They need therapy.
Nah, for real.
Speaking about that topic, though, do you man feel like therapy should be a necessity for people?
Yes, clearly. Like, bro.
Well, yeah, but when you say yes, though, it's like, would you yourself get therapy?
Yeah.
Would you get therapy? I actually would get therapy. Like, I will. I don't know if I actually would.
Would you get therapy?
No.
Why though?
I don't know. Maybe I should, but I wouldn't want to.
Why wouldn't you know? If you know that you should do something, then why wouldn't you want to do it?
It's not when you say it like that, it's like you're saying like, oh, you need therapy. Sure, it's just the thing where it's just like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to open. There's a lot of like stuff that I don't want to open up to.
Well, but you realize that you realize that you'd have to do that in reality before you get married. If not, you're just 100%. Carrying trauma into your relationship.
No, of course, yeah. I feel like right at this current moment of time, no.
Nah, man, here's what you're saying. I feel like the only thing is that it's about vulnerability, especially with men. I feel like there's that fear to want to be vulnerable. Fear even me, I can't lie. Yeah. I don't like talking about certain stuff, but at the same time, in hindsight, if you don't address certain things in your life, yeah, they can only build up. And obviously, we always talk about generational curses. That's how that shit gets passed down. So I feel like it's easy to say because I can't lie, I don't know if I'd do it myself, but getting therapy would definitely help a lot of people and it would definitely help uncover a lot of hidden pain behind it.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with going through therapy. I feel like a lot of people feel like,
but like, who's actually getting it though?
I would generally, I don't think I would really in all honesty and you can say, oh, but when you go into my bro, in all due respect, I actually don't see myself going through that.
Nah, man, here's it though. I can't lie. It'll be putting yourself in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah, like...
Compromising, I can't lie.
Do you get, like,
it'll be the most vulnerable you've ever been in your life.
Do you get, and I understand it's to a stranger
and
whatnot.
You know they will just open you, like...
A book.
That's the thing, that's the whole point of therapy, like, to be open, like, you just have to, like, kind of just let everything out. You get what I'm saying? Because especially as men, like, there's so many stuff that we just brush underneath. Like, we literally just bury down deep.
But would you yourself get
it? I would get therapy.
Okay.
I would get... I think this is, like, literally crazy because I think we spoke about this, like, a couple pods ago.
Yeah, you said...
But I was like... But in reality, I was joking about it, but I would get therapy. I realized I actually need therapy. You get what I'm saying?
Everybody needs
therapy. Just to see how much I can become once I've actually had that conversation.
You know what it is? That's I feel like... Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say literally quickly that I feel like, yeah, there's just a stigma that therapy is for people that need like I'll go into something. I feel like every person would benefit from some sort of therapy, 100%.
The main things that we brush underneath, I say, if you've come from a broken family, I'd say you need therapy.
It's not even that, you know.
But these are the things that we've normalized. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you've come from a broken family, you definitely need therapy. If you and your parents are not close enough to the point where you can feel like you can go speak to them about something, you definitely need therapy. And to be fair, therapy does not mean you actually go to a therapist. Therapy can just mean you sit your parents down and you talk to them about how they made you feel.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like in certain cases of therapy, especially with parents, especially, it's not easy to go and sit down your parents.
I know what you're saying,
of course it's not easy, but there's some parents who will make, I feel like it would make the situation a lot worse.
That's because you need to understand, that's where the generation curses come in, because they probably didn't even sit their parents down to have a conversation with them, and they've now passed that on to you. But you're now trying to break that cycle by saying, nah, we need to talk about it. It's not that, oh, I'm going to like talk at you, mm-hmm. but it's like, let's actually be in like intentional with this conversation.
But again, with you saying that, is that every single time every parent's going to say?
Not every time.
It's not every parent. But you never know until you try, though.
Yeah, of course, I understand that.
You get what I'm saying?
Our parents, you need to understand this as well, yeah? This is their first time living this life as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So you making that small step of even trying to sit them down, they may shut you out the first time. But I guarantee that small little thing you did.
Bro, let me sit down with my child.
I thought I raised this child perfect, but he wants to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, this is my flesh and blood. How about, you know, let's just sit down. Let me see what he has to say. Even though they don't want to say, I guarantee you, most likely they will not.
Especially when you've raised it before, like, it would always play. They can't ignore the conversation.
I'm telling you.
Nah.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Nah, they can brush it away.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
No, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I agree with the rest of this. You know?
I've seen it with my
own eyes. It's easier said than done.
It's so easy said than done, we've said
so many times, bro, within like African, like parental type of relationships, there's a lot of hierarchy. So it's harder for people to come sit down their parents and talk to them, because you need to understand, like we said, they never did that with their parents. So they're not going to expect that way in it, and young people react to that type of stuff. You see, like, even if you try correct certain parents,
you get
not mine, because shout out my mom, she's the best, I love you, mwah. But obviously certain parents, like, if you try sit them down and talk to them about certain stuff, they won't understand, and they'll even take it as an attack on their character.
Especially like we've been in, you know, Nigerian culture, respect is such a big thing. Imagine sitting your parents down, your parents have hustled for you, they've put a roof over your head, bought you clothes, all this type of stuff, and you said to your parents, oh, I feel like you've done this wrong while raising
me. That's the bare minimum.
And how would that go for you? You'll be sitting, you'll be sleeping outside.
But, but that's one thing I never, ever agreed with. Don't come to me telling me I put a roof over your head, I put clothes in your back, Obviously, like,
That's a childish gimmick.
Let's actually be real here.
It's
like,
the gimmick I'm not going to say,
like, oh yeah, like, well done for putting a clothes on. Like, obviously, you've taken care of a child, but you decided to have that child, one. Two, like, it's not me that...
It's your role.
Like,
the minute you have a child, you have that responsibility.
Yes, I get that, but what I'm...
That's why I've said it to my parents, yeah. The time they tell me, oh, as long as... something about, oh, like, I'm the one that put food in your mouth. Yes. Like, yes. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's your job. Like, don't use that as in a way to be up here above me when that was your role.
So based on everything that you've experienced, like, growing up with your parents and stuff, what would you do different?
I feel like...
Just put it out there now. Like, what things would you do?
What it was is that when I grew up... this is mad to say on cam.
No,
when I grew up, yeah, like, me and my mum weren't really close like that. But only in the sense, I feel like, because I was her only boy, she didn't really know how to communicate with me in a sense. And obviously, we're really close now. But I feel like I would just make it a space where my child can talk to me about whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I do understand, like, bro, my mum, obviously, not too much on cam, but like, obviously, she was a single parent and that. So she was primarily focusing on raising me, innit? My mum would give me the clothes off her own back, which is why I love her so much. And I just feel like, because of what she's done for me, I can now obviously go on myself, and obviously I'm educated. I can go on to be a better parent myself, give my clothes, you know, the support he needs, my kids, sorry, the support that he needs, the things that he wants to talk to, he can talk to me about. I can give that advice. And more importantly, just creating a safe environment to allow him to be himself, innit?
Mm.
Within reason, of course.
I hear it.
But what about you, man?
Me, I'll say it to you. First of all, like, shout out to my mom's. Like, she's really done an impeccable job. I'll say if there's anything I'll change, I'll say it's to show up. Like show up for the little things. Because I used to be like I used to do like acting. Mm-hmm. I used to do debates. Like I used to do all these things when I was a young child. But it's always a thing where like, obviously my mom's working, single mother, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, literally.
Working, all that kind of, which is very understandable and stuff. But I feel like in hindsight, especially for the past couple of weeks, it made me realize that, oh, you know, if I'm getting like, if I'm winning in all these type of things, but I don't have anyone to say it to because no one is there in the moment, it's probably now what's made me to be less humble about my achievements. Because it's like, I would say to anyone that, you know, I feel like should hear
that's
it
deeper
rather than, you know,
respect
actually is. Like speaking. Because even then, when I little things that I do, like little things that I consider as achievements, I don't tell anyone because it's like,
ooh, I've got some.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to a point where I feel like, oh, I'm him, I would let anyone know that, yo, whoever cares to listen, that I really do this for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't. But it's like, if I had that, like, oh, conversation, like, oh, this is, you know, like, literally,
I've won. I've won. I actually hear that, bro.
You feel so much more secure. You know,
like football days, you know, or like, whatever. You see other people's parents. I remember, like, school players. You see other people's parents there. You're looking in the crowd thinking, mom, she's going to turn up.
I'll be real.
I hear that.
And especially when you're a single child as well, at the point in time, like, you ain't got no family to tell it to. Like,
I remember, like, I used to go to games and stuff, yeah. And one time, this is actually mad to say, camera. I remember one time, yeah, when I was younger, I used to always, my friend's parents used to always take me to like basketball games and that. Obviously, again, mumsy was working in it. She had to, you know what I'm saying? And I love her for that. And I remember one time, she says, one of my friend's parents, I heard her over the thing, over the phone, innit?
Mm-hmm.
When we got out of the car, say something actually broke my heart, bro. I remember I heard her say like, oh, like V's mum never comes to games. And I thought, rah, like, what? And that's when I also thought to myself, obviously I had the thought like, rah, my mum's not here. But then I also thought, nah, but like, you don't know what my mum's doing. To even get me the clothes to even come and play this game. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The shoes that I got on and that. So now shout out single parents for real, man. Like, you be hustling hard. Like, even though it's not easy, like, to do what you do. Like,
and you
trust
know they
me.
Try, like,
we see it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I think there was a time when I was back in Nigeria, like, I think my mom was driving me to school, boarding school. And this day I was crying because I was like, yo, like, because she said she couldn't come to my visiting day to visit me. And I was like, bro, like, you know, since GSS 1 to GSS 3 years, you've not made a single visiting day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts to play with your head, like, yo, seeing everyone's parents, people bringing food for their children. And I'm just there looking like, yo, you get what I'm saying?
Come,
like,
she gonna,
like, she was telling me this time, she was like, oh, you know, like, obviously it's just work. Obviously the school is in the different states, all that side, the traveling. And I was like, I understood it. But then it's like, it would have been so nice if I had that kind of reaction to you. Because like, bro, why is somebody else's parents giving me food on visiting day? Oh, like, it's one of those things that makes you, like, obviously they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart. Like, you know, trying to make you feel included. But it then makes you feel like, yo, like, where's my mom, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, one of those things. But again, you always like, I appreciate my mother for everything she's done. She's put her, bro, sleepless nights, the prayers. Like, I can never fail because of the prayers that my
bro,
mom.
Bro, I was literally gonna say, like, those prayers, you know, fail. When you know people joke about saying your mom, bro, you wake up in the middle of the night, one shaking it, bro.
There's times I've woken up and literally, like, I'm just hearing my mom, like,
praying, tongues, like, everything, man,
praying.
And those prayers are still working to this day,
to this day, bro. I was just gonna say, like, just quickly to backpedal to your point, when you said that thing about the reason why you boast so much.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the stuff that happens to you as a kid literally is a direct correlation.
100.
Correlation. Cut. The lot of the stuff that happens to you as a kid, is literally directly correlational to how you act as an adult. And I realized that a lot as I got older as well. Because I feel like, again, like, TP and it's too personal. But I feel like with me, I realized in myself, I'm very, like, avoidant from a lot of things.
Definitely.
But that's because, like, obviously, again, shout out Mumsy, bro. She was working to put food on the table, innit? So, like, I was in like the hugs and kisses type. So like when it came, as I got older, I realized like, bro, that you see, like me, you man always say like, I'm unemotional, innit? I think like that's the reason why I'm quite avoidant to like emotion and stuff. Cause for me, it's not necessarily something I'm accustomed to. Do you get? But yeah.
What would you guys change? What would you change?
For me, I feel like I'll be more impactful with the conversations I have. Does that make sense? Like you see when I keep going back to African parents, but guys,
that's what you know.
That's what we know.
But with African parents, it's like, you see when they want to correct you, is done in a way where they scold you and then just tell you not to do it again, or they punish you, tell you not to do it again. I feel like with me, I'm more on a vibe where I would like to educate my child. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you're doing. This is actually what it is. Like, it's not something that what I want to bring you up to be. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I'm not going to be here saying here that I'm not going to punish my child. Best know if he's misbehaving or she's misbehaving, they'll be punished. But I feel like I want to be more impactful for the conversations where you fully let them understand the situation they are actually currently in before scolding them. Oh, you're stupid. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like speaking those words over my child is actually more of a curse than what I'm actually thinking it is. Mm-hmm. Like, every time you say something bad to someone, you're kind of speaking it into their life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a thing where I feel like I'll be more impactful with the conversations, really. That's really
nice. I hear it, because I feel there was one day, like, my mom got mad at me and she must have called me stupid or an idiot, and she's never said this a day in her life.
Yeah.
That day, and she didn't even beat me that day, but that day I cried.
It's the words, isn't it?
The words.
Because it got to a point where my mom just stopped hitting me. Like, it was more of like just the way she spoke to me, but obviously not like she's speaking to me like abusing me, but this particular day was the first and last time she did that. And it just really hit me, because like my own mother is like, she just said those two things. She's never said it a day in her life.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like parents have a lot more impact than they act. Well, they know, innit?
They know,
but
yeah.
It's like, if someone was to call me an idiot, at least I'll be able to have a firm confirmation that my parents don't think I'm an idiot.
Yeah, 100.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
It is, but imagine when it comes now, from, yeah.
If you're at home, they're saying, you stupid child, you're such a bad boy. If I'm being a bad, if everybody's calling me bad boy outside, I'm like, yeah.
Do you know
what
it is?
That's what they call me.
Do you know what it is? I also think it's mad important for parents to realize that, like, the things that you say to your kid as a young child, yeah, you're literally speaking into their character. For example, if you keep telling your child, like, oh, like, oh, he's so rude, he's so this, or like, even just some parents will call their child dumb, bro. You know, kids actually, or people in general, innit? They act to what they hear.
That's
like,
what
it's
saying,
like a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're putting
exactly
over them.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So, like, it's very important to not say that. Like, when I have a kid, I hope, like, to speak a lot of life into my kid. Like, when I was growing up, bro, my mom used to always tell me, like, oh, you're the handsomest boy ever. Look at me now. I'm handsome as shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I hear it. But what about you? What would you change? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I feel like everything that happened has made me to turn out to who I am today. So me wanting things to change, I feel like would have shifted how I see a lot of things, or how I've acted to a lot of things. Like, obviously hearing all of the stuff that we're talking about, it's a thing where it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's a thing where, especially with mum, she had to do a lot of things, like, and make a lot of sacrifices. Especially, you know, being the only child, a single mom, she had to make a lot of sacrifices for me, which we have spoken about, where, you know, I don't know what I want her to change. There's not really much I need her to change.
I literally, just off that topic, randomly, I feel like, as we're saying all this though, do you, man, actually feel like you're good sons? Because I can't lie, it's mad that sometimes I have that thought, because in my mind, yeah, obviously, us coming from single parent households, yeah, a lot of my motivations in life are to do things for my mum. But I've realized recently, as I've got older again, like, when I get so caught up in trying to make it and trying to do this and trying to do that, like, bro, like, last week I realized I didn't call my mum for like a week and a half, you know, two weeks.
It's so crazy you say that, because I was telling someone yesterday or 2 days ago, I was like, oh, I feel like, don't get me wrong, like, this goes without saying, of course I love my mom. I literally shy away from speaking to family for some reason.
Is it the feeling of like, bro, I have this feeling in my head, it's like, bro, I need to be away from you so I can make it, so I can give you
I feel like it's a thing where, like, I've gone, especially since I've gone to uni, it's gotten worse. But it's like, I feel like I'm away from you now, the next time I speak to you,
I want to show you.
It's not even that because it's more of like, You see, for you, like, let's say all of us, like, I could be on a call to you guys for like hours. We don't call regularly because we don't need to.
Yeah.
But I could be on a call to you guys for hours. But this is the thing, like, if I'm even on a call with my mom, like,
longer than 3 minutes,
3 minutes, 5 minutes,
I'm going to bed.
I need to do something. And again, I feel like this is what I thought the reason was. For me personally, I spend a lot of time alone as a child, in terms of like let's say I'm on holiday from school, primary school, wherever, mm-hmm. I'm at home, my mom's gone to work, she's just locked the door. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Again, what can she do? Like, yeah, single parent, you know what I'm saying? Only child, like, I have to, and I spend all those days, those times alone. Sometimes there's no light, so it's not like you're even watching TV, like, you're just there, just staring into the abyss. So it's like, me now growing comfort, especially with boarding school as well.
Mm.
Boarding school, we didn't have any phones, so it's like, it's not like you can call your mom at court anytime you want to speak. So me having all those things just made me like, oh, bro, I've been independent since day one. So any of my thoughts, if I'm even struggling with anything, is rather coming to, if I'm not handling it myself, I'd rather come to the guys and ask for like advice than go to my mom and all that kind of stuff. Because again, our relationship was always more of like a mother to son. Obviously, we love each other and we play a lot. Like me and my mom, we play a lot, even as a child. But it's never been a
emotional time.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong, she will ask sometimes. Yeah. But it's like, mom, I'm good.
You know what it is though? Like,
because you feel like that's the answer they're expecting.
It's so real, but wait, I was literally just going to say, like, literally, even when saying that, though, we still need to acknowledge the fact, because I feel like when them type of relationships happen, some people get to a point in life where they get older, they're like, well, this is the way I am because of my parents.
Mm.
I think, good, like, luckily for us, innit, we're smarter than that.
Yeah.
But, like, you get to a part in an adult, you need to take accountability. Mm-hmm,
definitely.
Like, just because you are like this when you're younger, bro, your parents are also 100. Human. That's you need to also take accountability in yourself to be more... Like, proactive. For example, like I said, innit, me and my mom didn't talk a lot as a kid.
Mm.
Like, you know, I was very independent. So I felt like, growing up, like, bro, I don't need to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Bro, I had to also come to a realization about 18, 19, like, yo, but I'm 18, 19. It's now my time to extend that relationship.
I was going to say, like, when you're younger, like, with your parents, it's a little bit more one way than you actually think. Like, they are putting a lot of the effort into you. And I feel like, fucking hell. I feel like when you get older, like 18, 19, the reason why now I've tried to call my mom a lot more because it's now a two-way relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm actually now at the age where the parents are going to leave you to grow to who you want to be.
Yeah.
It's up to you to now decide whether you want them in your life 100%. As proactively as you wanted them back then.
Yeah.
Because before, as a child, you can all, every child's going to beg for the parents' attention. But which adult is begging for the parents' attention? You need to understand that when you get to a specific age, our age, it's literally up to us whether you want your parents in your life or not. So if it's a thing where you call your mom for 3 minutes, calm, because that's me. I can't stay on the call any longer than that. But as long as it's kind of more frequent than it used to be.
Yeah. It's crazy that you even brought that, because I said, when I had a conversation, I thought to myself, I was like, yo, 3 times a week, 10 minute minimum, call her, speak to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, I literally said to myself 3 times a week. I spoke to her a couple of days ago. Like, I was like, you just need to put that in your schedule.
Mm.
That, oh, you're just calling her, you're just talking. Because again, like, you never even know what she could be going through as an adult as well. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I do that with my mom as well, you know. I try to text her, because obviously, as we're all, we're all guys here. Everybody has a phone, you can text. I feel like one thing people don't really get used to is texting their parents, you know what I'm saying? Because it's very much Elosa.
Yeah.
But text your mom, like, text your dad, text your parents. Just
a little appreciation or something,
like, text your parents, but they're calling, guys, I'm telling you, check up on your parents, because you never know how long they've been waiting to open up to you.
That shit makes me emotional, bro.
Like, how are you? And you now realize that call's been an hour,
because
she's finally telling you everything. Exactly.
And you know what it is? Sorry, just the last bit, I'm not going to go on because we don't have time, but bro, like, that shit actually makes me emotional. Like, when you get to that age and realizing, like, wait a second, like, my mom's actually a human. Like, she has mental health too, the same way.
And they might not have, especially my mom. Like, when my mom tells me stuff about other people, like, I literally tune in because it's like, bro, if she's not really talking to her friends about others, like,
and that's come the thing,
to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the relationship me and my mom always had. Mm. Anytime we're going to church, she'd just be talking. Me, I wouldn't even understand half of it, but I'm paying attention.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
And
that's all that matters. Like, me and my mom used to be like, I mean, you get on, like, obviously, like, bro, if she's going out, this, should I do this? This, should I wear this? Even me as a small child, I didn't even know stuff.
End of profile.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man's gonna get emotional, bro. I can't.
Nah, it's the little things.
Shout out, it's the little things. I feel like the dads, and we haven't really spoken about that, but dads are the same thing. Them ones.
Oh, my dad's a different
kid. Literally, bro.
Yo.
For some people, my dad's actually cool. I take it back. He's actually cool. I don't know why I said that. Yo, shout out you, dad. I love you, man. I love
some people. Check up on your dads as well.
But this is my thing. Like, even me, my dad's trying, but I feel like we're way past trying.
Nah, that's what you need to go for.
Nah. I mean, that's what I feel like I need to go. But even then, like,
but
this started off as
a love.
This started off as a love.
Wait, hold on.
Let me call her. Just tell her you love her. Like, you know what I'm saying? If my mom picks her, I can't, I'll be here for like hours.
Pray.
I'll tell you.
No, you should. Will she pick up though? Hi, mom.
Hello.
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
I just want to say, I just want to say I love you.
Sorry?
I just want to say I love you.
I have
few
more for you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you. That. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a good shift. I'm going to talk to you later.
Yeah, I'm on my way home.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Where are you?
I'm just doing stuff, you know. Me, you know me. But yeah, I'll talk to you later, mom. I said, I'm just doing stuff.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Let me see. My mom will pick up. She actually might not pick up. She's probably busy. It is awkward. She's probably busy. Oh, hi, mom.
Hi, son.
How are you?
Fine.
Ekwelo.
You called us.
This one that you see, this one that I called us. I just said, let me check up on you, and I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
I love you too. God bless you, my love.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Ekwelo.
Where are you?
I'm just
where
in London. I'm just in London. Oh. Oh, she wants to video call. She wants to video call.
To go to.
Ekwele, how are you? Okay, I'm busy, Shabu. I just said let me tell you that I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Yo.
Bye.
Yeah, why am I kidding?
Hey, man.
Nah,
bro.
That's
amazing,
bro.
I will definitely call my mom.
He has an amazing... He calls his mom every time.
I love your
mom
as well, man.
Your mom
is amazing.
She's an amazing woman. Guys, we've talked today. Thank you for watching.
Yeah,
show them you love them.
Show them you love them.
If you're in uni especially, I'm telling you, they miss you.
And if you feel like not going home for Easter or whatever, go home.
Now this is actually an emotional pod for me. Like, I feel like I'm gonna cry.
I feel like I'm gonna cry.
No, but this is the therapy stuff that we be talking about though. Like,
I don't like how I'm feeling right now. Though I can't lie.
Especially with the light in my eyes, it's making me feel like I'm about to cry. But like, guys, I'm cool. Yeah, I'm actually cool.
Cut off this whole pod. Yeah. Thank you for watching.
I can't cry. This pod is not airing out, bro.
Alright, thank you for watching ECP. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Tune in for the next one. The next one's a banger.
Amen.
Thank you.
Peace out.